Here's the biography for Ken Laris. Small town spirit, spunk, and determination are some of the qualities I love about the Valdez community. I enjoy hunting, camping, bonfires, getting out on the trails, beach walks with my girlfriend and our dogs, and working on projects. I volunteer with the Valdez Snow Machine Club as president and help out with search and rescue as well. I'm a 20-year resident and a graduate of Valdez High School. After high school, I joined and proudly served in the United States Marine Corps until 2010. Since then, I've worked for ASRC Construction, the Valdez Petroleum Terminal, PetroStar Refinery, and Alyeska. I have a strong background in maintenance and reliability. I enjoy problem solving and improving efficiency with lasting solutions. I am committed to producing results on our longstanding issues. I've worked for minimum wage. I've gone for a few months during the winter between jobs, and it took me 2 years to find a house, and I was lucky to find it. I know how challenging working your way up here can be. I'm dedicated to closing the gaps in our housing market, adding sustainable full-time employment, and charting a course that will expand our tax base.
What are the three main challenges for the city of Valdez in the next 5 years? As a potential city council member, how do you plan to address these challenges?
Ken Laris submitted the following response. I'm proud of how our community is pulling together to face COVID-19. I don't believe the current situation changes the need to address our longstanding issues. I feel problems 2 and 3 can be mostly solved by addressing problem 1. Problem number 1, planning and follow-through. We must prioritize development and expansion of our tax base and lower our dependence on the oil industry. We shouldn't kick that can any further. We must be proactive, and our planning should reflect that. I will focus on the processes that guide our development, maintenance of infrastructure, projects, and resource allocation. Number 2, housing. Aleutian Village's potential closure should have generated action. Homelessness in Valdez has been increasing and the housing opportunities aren't. There are simple and cost-neutral steps the city can take to encourage housing growth. I'm focused on increasing our available housing across the board and optimizing the processes that should support it. And number 3, declining private sector full-time employment opportunities. We need to focus on providing an environment that encourages investment for more year-round businesses. These are the businesses that carry our community through the winters. That includes optimizing city planning processes, permitting, codes, zoning, and speed of service.
What experience do you have with budgeting and managing people and finances?
Ken Laris submitted the following response. I propose, manage, maintain, or been accountable for service contracts and budgets for maintenance, capital projects, and events at the daily, monthly, and annual level. I've used several different processes to develop, monitor, and maintain budgets. I believe long-range financial planning should be a larger part of establishing city goals. That should include trending our previous budgets and resource allocations, setting a direction, and giving departments guidance on our expectations. Departments should have clear mission statements as well as service and financial goals. We must inspect what we expect to ensure we are meeting those goals. I view all resource allocations as investments and feel they should be evaluated as such. Whether it is to produce a service, promote economic growth, maintain assets, improve an appearance, or provide a return in capital, investments must be evaluated and adjusted to obtain results. Our priorities should be measured regularly. I believe effective communication with the public, including feedback, is critical regarding projects and initiatives. I will work to continue its improvement. I'm excited to give back to a community that has provided opportunities for so many. If you have questions, concerns, or ideas, please contact me.